I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the podcast. Roger Goodell's accountability moment on domestic violence. How did he stand up to some very tough questions? Let's get started. Just a few short hours after NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell went before the cameras and promised to do better on stopping domestic violence, we got some major news involving the poster child for it, Ray Rice, and his former team, the Baltimore Ravens, about what the team knew and when they, and potentially the league as well, knew it. Now, remember, the already controversial incident blew up 11 days ago when TMZ posted the video of Rice punching his then-fiancée and knocking her out in that Atlantic City elevator last February. Remember, both Commissioner Goodell and Ravens officials said the first they saw the tape was when it hit TMZ.com. And that, says Commissioner Goodell, is why the league initially only gave Rice a two-game suspension. The question then and today was why neither the league nor the team could get the tape or learn what was on it. A reporter from TMZ asked that question to the commissioner today.
We found out by one phone call. You guys have a whole legal department. Can you explain that? We found out by just one phone call.
I can't explain how you got the information. Only you can do that.
Well, just a short time ago, we learned that the Ravens may not have obtained the tape, but within hours, not months or weeks or days, but hours of the actual attack, team officials knew in detail what was on that tape. More on these late developments from host of CNN's Unguarded, Rachel Nichols. So what do we know about these new details now?
Yeah, ESPN just released a pretty extensive and detailed report, multiple sources throughout, saying that the night that Ray Rice attacked his wife in that elevator, the team's director of security was on the phone with an Atlantic City police officer who had a copy of the tape, and that the Atlantic City police officer described for him blow by blow, literally, as he was watching the tape on the phone.
A copy of the tape inside the elevator, not just the tape
Correct.
Outside the elevator.
And was describing, as the tape played out in front of him, to the director of security on the phone. And the ESPN report then alleges that the director of security went to Ravens officials and described for them exactly what happened. So that is the night in question. The Ravens have since said publicly, hey, we didn't know exactly what happened. The owner gave some tearful private interviews to their local press saying, hey, you know, I wanted to believe the best. I never pictured what I actually saw on the tape. Well, this report paints a starkly different story and basically alleges that the Ravens engaged in a cover-up.
And then there's also the idea that the Ravens then lobbied to try to for how Ray Rice should be dealt with. By whom? Lobbied the police or lobbied Roger Goodell?
Lobbied everyone. And we certainly do know that that's the case. And it shouldn't be a total shock. The team has a vested interest in having its best player on the field. That's the reason this kind of discipline is usually and can be and should be taken out of the team's hands. It's the reason the NFL is asked to weigh in on this. It's the reason Roger Goodell is supposed to be issuing these penalties. It's the reason a lot of people question the fact that Ravens officials were in the room when Roger Goodell interviewed Jhené Rice, for example, because they shouldn't be breathing over everyone's shoulder and breathing down their necks with this information.
And is there anything in this report about the Ravens coach, John Harbaugh, who gave a press conference, you know, a week or so ago.
This is really interesting. There are two separate times, according to this ESPN report, that John Harbaugh went to the Ravens higher-ups and said, cut him. We got to cut this guy. What he did is reprehensible. We have to cut him. Now, that is in stark counter to John Harbaugh's public face. Publicly, he has towed the company line. He has said that he supported Ray. But privately, in two separate incidents, again, according to this report, and these haven't been confirmed by the Ravens, he went to Ravens brass and said, cut him. Hmm. And for people who know John Harbaugh and who is generally considered a very high character guy, it's been a little curious to watch him tow the company line this whole time. So hearing that sort of rings a lot of bells for people who know Coach John Harbaugh and say, well, that's the John Harbaugh I know.
Right.
But it is different from the John Harbaugh who's spoken in public, and he's responsible for what he says in public, too, of course.